Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi, thanks. So glad to be here.
Well, we all know about bird migration and the big monarch butterfly migration, but dragonflies also migrate.
Right, some do. Some dragonflies migrate, and we get treated to a really obvious display of that at this time of year. Last week was the first observations that I had. Now, that doesn't mean that wasn't happening or starting before then, but last week was definitely a big week of a particular dragonfly called the green darner, which is the most common dragonfly in North America, and about 3 inches long, bright green thorax, or the middle part of the body, is bright green. And then the tail, or the abdomen of the males, is blue, has blue stripes on it. So they're pretty easy to recognize because they're big. And when they gather together in swarms of thousands, they get really easy to recognize as a swarm of dragonflies. So these particular dragonflies are one of about 14 dragonfly species, as far as we know, that do some kind of migration in North America. And we have about 326 or something dragonfly species in North America. So there's just a small group of those, or proportion of those, that actually do some kind of migration to, as part of their strategy for spending winters where there's lots of insects to consume and lots of wetlands to lay your eggs in and for your larvae to grow up in, and yet survive our cold winters. So the green darner is interesting in that it has kind of evolved two different strategies. One is this migration strategy. So dragonfly eggs that were laid this spring by adults that came up from the south, from the Gulf Coast states, they laid eggs up here early in the spring. Sometimes even just as the ice is going out, you can see them ovipositing their eggs in lakes and streams. And then those develop, become adults up here. And those are the ones that we're seeing leaving to go back to the Gulf Coast, or in their case, their first trip. So they do this without ever having made the trip before. They go back to the Gulf Coast and they get down there and they lay eggs down there. And those develop within just a few months and are coming back then in the spring as things really start to heat up down there. They head back to the north.
So it's not the same dragonflies down and back.
No, it's not. They alternate. The green darner, though, also fairly recent discovery that there also are green darner populations that stay here and don't migrate, that whose nymphs actually develop in the water and stay in the water over the winter and then come out as adults. And there they remain in their local area. So they don't migrate. So this particular species of dragonfly is really kind of doing both ends of the spectrum. And
some are homebodies and some are travelers.
Right. Yeah. We got the wanderers and the stay at homes. The whole business of dragonfly migration has been recognized since 1880. Is the first written sort of account of someone thinking that they're seeing this sort of thing and noticing it. Even though it's been known about for that long, it's really still very poorly understood. Dragonflies migrate on every continent except Antarctica. And there's one dragonfly migration that crosses the Indian Ocean. It's 8,400 miles. That's about twice the distance that monarchs are migrating. So really fascinating arena of study. They're using little transmitters that weigh just 6/100ths of an ounce to put on some of the dragonflies.
You might know not even dragonflies have privacy, right?
That's right. Okay. But it's it's a small niche area of research. It's not one of the really big areas of research, but it's a fascinating part of the natural world and one that remains to be more well studied over time. So nowadays, we can still see some of these swarms develop. They gather together down the Highway 61 corridor. I've seen huge groups going down the shore along the corridor, inland along Forest Highway 11, St. Louis County 16, that goes east and west, big wide open right of way where the asphalt heating up during the day probably brings in insects besides dragonflies. It's kind of a gives off heat later into the evening. And so, oh my gosh, I just last week I saw thousands upon thousands of them in a huge swarm feeding along there and moving west. So they'll be back, different ones, but their offspring will be back next summer.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks, Jill, for helping us understand about dragonflies and why they migrate and where.
You're welcome.